Sugi of Shevim, Sugi of Kedusha. It's an extremely vast sea. It's very hard to swim in. Befrat b'dor hazeh, this door. The biggest challenges are in the inyanim of emuna, kedushas habris. Sfarim say malchus and yisoid. Which the tzaddikim say, Rav Pinchas Kartz and others. The Mashiach comes in the schus. Rav Maschazik in the inyanim of emuna and yisoid, which is Mashiach and Elio. Mashiach being the inyanim of emuna. And Elio, the Malach Habris, being the Yanam of Kedushas Habris. The Rosh Shovavim comes around. We're very much lost as to what it means, Shovavim. We know the Rosh Hatevos, but we really don't know what it means for us practically. We like to do things very practically. And it's not like we could pick up a lula or blow a shofar. There's no changes in the Nusach HaTfilah, really. It's brought down in the Abiyah Kaddish, and that's how it remains. It remains in Avoda, seemingly only for Bnei Aliyah, for Tzaddikim, that they understand what it means, the world of Kedusha, as if they have the strength to fast and to do the Seder HaTfilah, which is brought down by the Mekubalim. And for simple people like us, we don't really know what to make of Shovavim. And we get frustrated because we know that there's 6 days to Chaparayin. And we think that what it means is to make takanos and to make gedarim and to pay closer attention to matters of Kedusha. And many times that causes us to even more problems. Because one of the things that the Yitzhahara likes that we do is that when we pay attention to Nyanam of Kedusha, as odd as that may seem, many times when we make an Avodah and we concentrate many times on being Mekadosh ourselves, especially in Nyanam of Bris Mila, Kedusha Sabris, the person has to be very careful that the Yitzhahara shouldn't take nachas from that. Many times, by paying attention to these inyanim, it causes us to digress rather than to move forward. And because inyanim of Kedushas Habris is a very, very delicate inyan for many reasons, and again, to discuss these inyanim is beyond the scope of just one shir. So we can only focus on one point at a time. In terms of the different eitzes and tachbulos that a person can have in order to be matzliach in Yemei Shovavim and to live a life of Kedushas Habris. For the time being, let us focus Be'ezus Hashem on one nekuda as it pertains to Kedushas Habris. But often klali, to give us a certain chizak and Be'ezus Hashem B'seyata D'Shvaya to be able to have Hatzlacha during these days. Let it be known from the beginning that these 6 days of Shovavim, these 6 weeks of Shovavim, are not just weeks in which a person, let's say, puts in the extra effort, and then when the 6 weeks go away, then a person is back to where he was before. The 6 weeks of Shovavim are supposed to be weeks in which if a person invests himself properly, then he becomes a different person after 6 weeks. That he creates foundations. Yesod is an inyan of foundation. He creates new foundations, new yesodos, in his life. For the days which follow Yimei HaShavuot, which lead up to Purim and Mitzvah Shem, and from Purim to Pesach, and of course Pesach is associated with these days. But it's supposed to be in a way where the Shavuot is a hachana for Pesach. That if a person goes through Shavuot properly, that as we read the parashas which were pertain to Pesach, then when Pesach comes around, it'll be a different experience by then. In order for a person to truly appreciate and to enjoy the light in the mitzvahs of Pesach, he has to be in a state of geula. Not just that Pesach brings him that geula, but if a person uses the day as a shavim properly, it's like a Pesach which is a preparation for Pesach. But of course we're not eating matzahs, it's coming in a different way. It's coming from the parshas. And it's coming from just other tachbulas which we don't have the time to get into now. It has a lot to do with Hanukkah, why these days are following the days of Hanukkah, which we'll touch upon. But the perspective of Shavim should be one in which that a person sees that he's creating foundations for himself. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this period of time to be able to dedicate himself in a certain sense with Chachma. In a way that the Yitzhahara shouldn't have a yinika from the investment which we make in being makdish some time to matters of Kedusha. That's one of the reasons why in Tzaddikim we're very careful not to speak about the Inyanim of Kedusha Sabris publicly from the Bima, from the Mizrach, from the pulpit. Because it's a very slippery slope. We don't want that the Yitzhahara should try to make an Inyan. The whole Inyan of Yisoid is that it's a sod, it's a secret. It's supposed to be dealt with in secret ways, which is like many of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Befrat, that they found ways in order to inject Kedusha and a life of Kedusha into the Hasidim, into the Talmidim in ways without even speaking about the Zinyana. That the whole idea of having a Rebbe and having Kedusha Shabbos and having a Chevra and going to Mikvah, they're all ways of dealing with the Inyan of Kedusha without drawing attention to the Inyan of Kedusha. Because the last thing which we want to do is to make an Asek, to make a Farhesia, to take the Kedusha out of the arena of Tznius. Because the whole Inyan of Kedusha is that it has to be Ba'ofen Tznua. Bunim, and we'll come to Rav Kook a little bit later, Mitzvah Hashem. Rav Bunim in Torah Simcha and Simin Peitas, Matri Chanukah, he says, quotes the Zohar Kodesh, which says, in Parshas Kedoshim on the Pasuk of Ki Kodesh Ani, the Zohar says, "Reb Shimon kimati lahaikra harichadi." When Reb Shimon would come to this pasuk of Ki Kadosh Ani, he would be very happy that by the chalif of Reb Shimon, the reading of the parsha of Kedoshim was a very big simcha for them. Of course, you have to understand what it means. Why should the parsha of Kedoshim, the pasuk of Ki Kadosh Ani, have a bigger simcha than any other parsha in the Torah? So Rav Bunim says, "B'derech Mashal." He says, "B'cheder echa lamdu ha-talmidim." He says there was a Rebbe who was learning with his talmidim in a room. V'loynaydami ha-tayv shebehem, and it wasn't clear who was the most outstanding talmid of this Rebbe. Ach kishehamalamed loymed levadai. When the Rebbe would learn by himself, and he would take one of his Talmidim to learn with him as a Chavrusa, not that he needed a Chavrusa, but just to help him in his Limud, or that in order to strengthen this Talmud, to prepare him to be the next Rebbe. Then everybody knows who's the Mitzuyan. Because in the shir room, it's not clear. But when the Rebbe takes a Talmud out and he singles him out, then everybody knows that this is the best one. Kach, the Rabbunim says, Achash Omer Kedoshim Tiyu. When the Torah tells us Kedoshim Tiyu, Shetulmudu Oysa Shir Kedusha, Mashakadoshini Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem tells Bnei Israel that you should be Kadosh like I'm Kadosh. The Lokecha Son Eloysa Shir. And then he brings Klal Yisrael into this Shir, I mean, he takes us into his room. Then we know that this mitzvah, that this inyan of being a kadosh, is the most chaviv, is the most precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It goes on to say that when Rabbi Yaakov David from Amshanov, the first Amshanov Rebbe, he heard this vart, he responded and he said, it's a mefurish pasuk at the end of Parshat Kedoshim. Because it says, V'yisem li kedoshim ki kadoshani Hashem alakechem, that Hashem tells Klal Yisrael again to be Kadosh like I am Kadosh. And I'm separating you to be with me, Hashem says. That of all the nations of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took, and He gave the mitzvahs, but when He gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, He said to them, I'm separating you from the other nations of the world. You are my prized Talmud, Hashem says. So that's why Rav Bunim is explaining that when it came to the Parsha of Kedoshim, the Rav Shimon and the Chavraya, they were besimcha. It's because coming to the Parsha of Kedoshim meant that they're coming to the Ikar Nekuda of what Torah is about. And Rav Yaakov Dovin from Amshanov, when he finished this vort, he was so nislahev, he screamed out, Kedushasi lamalam b'kedushascha. So Rav Bunim is revealing to us that the tachlis of Torah is to be a kadosh. And that's what the Ramban writes famously in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, lest a person be what he calls a novel b'shus ha-Torah, that a person can keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah, but if he leaves a lifestyle which is contrary to the inyan of Kedusha, then he's called a novel, like he's like dead. He's like a behemoth. He's pachas mi behema, he says. That the tachlis of the giving of the Torah was mamleches kehanim va'am kadosh, that Klal Yisrael should be kadoshim. And it takes a person like Rav Shimon, who's the ish pnimi, that he's the megal of the sadas haTorah. Because if a person looks at the chitzonius haTorah, if he looks at Torah with a very superficial eye, it's not clear what the Ikar Mitzvah of Torah is. Because in fact, Kedoshim Tiyu is not counted amongst the mitzvahs in Torah even. It's not one of the Taryag mitzvahs, because it's a mitzvah kolis, not because it's less, it's because it encompasses everything. But if a person looks at it from a very halachic perspective, from a very nigladika eye, he can look at Torah and miss the nekud of Torah entirely. So therefore, it was only somebody like Reb Shimon, who himself was the prized Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, of which the Gemara says in Gittin that Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Shimon, Dayai, it's enough that Ani Ubaracha Yoideo Makiraischa. That nobody knew Rabbi Shimon. Nobody knew that Rabbi Shimon was the prized Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Because when you look at the Mishnayis and you see Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Meir Aymer, Rabbi Nachman Aymer, Rabbi Yossi Aymer, it's not clear that Rabbi Shimon is the prized Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. It's a secret. It was only because Rabbi Akiva gave over to Rabbi Shimon the secrets of Torah that Rabbi Shimon is considered to be the greatest Tana. That although in the Mishnayis you can't see the Rav Shimon is greater. Rav Shimon is a man d'amar, Rav Yehuda is a man d'amar. But only when you see the Pnimis HaTorah do we see and do we know, does it become clear that the fact that Rabbi Akiva took Reb Shimon for this, that Reb Shimon stands out. And the same thing is true with Yaakov Avinu. That it wasn't clear to the Shvatim who was the prized Talmud of Yaakov Avinu. They weren't oimed on the depth of who Yosef HaTzadik was. And Yaakov concealed it from them, that he only hinted it and giving him a Ksein his Pasim, but he taught him Chachmas HaTorah, he taught him the secrets of Torah, that he was a Ben Zakunim, of which Targum says he was a Bar Chakim, he was an Indian of Chachma. But the Torah doesn't say that he was a Bar Chachma, it says he was just a Ben Zakunim, and you have to know on your own from Pnimis HaTorah, from Joshua HaTorah, that Zakin means Eshekon HaChachma. But the reason why the Torah doesn't negale that Rabbi Shimon, that Yosef HaTzadik was a Chacham, that he was a Kadosh, is because Yaakov concealed it. But even to the great Shvatim, the Shiftei Ka, that it wasn't clear to them that Yosef was the Nivchar. And of course, the reason why Yosef was the Nivchar, that he was chosen to be the prized Talmud of Yaakov Avinu, was because Yosef is the Inyan of Shmiras HaYesoid and Shmiras HaBris, the whole Inyan of Kedusha. But it can get lost. But they saw it coming because they saw that with the fact that Yaakov was taking Yosef in and he was teaching a Pnimis HaTorah, that he was giving him over the Mesorah which he was Makabel, either from Shem Ve'eva or from the Avos HaKadoshim. That's when they knew that Yosef was Nivcha. And it wasn't easy for them. And it wasn't easy for them to be Makaba. And the same thing is true with Manazeh. But it's very hard, not just for the average Jew, and no Jew is average, but it's very hard for Talmidei Chachamim to be makabel that the Iker Nekuda of Torah is to be a Kaddosh. That it's not about knowing Kol HaShas. It's not about Mi'a Brachos B'chol Yoyim. It's not about how many dips in the mikvah. It's not if you have the most Mehudu Dika Esrek. It's that the Iker Nekuda in Torah is that a Jew should be Kaddosh. And it's not easy to, even for great Talmidei Chachamim to be Makabal. Because this is part of the Hishtalshalos from generation to generation. And the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, because they weren't Makabal that, they didn't make it. Rabbi Shimon survived. And Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda survived. Because they had a certain, they weren't Bitzar Ayin Zebizah, as Chazal say. That they accepted that maybe the Derech of Rabbi Shimon is the best. That they were open to that. But the other Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, they had a hard time being makabel. That the Iker Nekuda of Rabbi Akiva was that he was a kadosh. That he lived his life bedvekes with Hashem constantly. And this is the message in which he imparted to Reb Shimon, which Pnimis HaTorah tells us that to be a nish kadosh revolves around avas Hashem and yiras Hashem and kedusha and dvekes with Hashem. Even great tzaddikim, it's hard for them to be makabel with such a thing. It's for this reason that despite the fact that we have three avos, there are Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we may think that Avram is the greatest because he's the first, of which Chazal tell us unequivocally that Yaakov is the bechir sheba avos, ki Yaakov bechar leka. And the reason why Yaakov is called the Bechir Sheba Avos is because Yaakov is in the name of Kedusha. Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov. But the idea that Yaakov is the Nivchar of the Avos HaKadoshim, that Yaakov is the Inyan of Kedusha, the third bracha in Shmona Esrei, which is connected Yaakov, after Kadosh Hashem HaKadosh. It's because of the Kedusha that Yaakov demonstrated in his lifetime. And when we look back at the life of Yaakov Avinu, And we ask ourselves, where do we see that Yaakov excelled in Kedusha more than Avraham and Yitzchak per se? But the answer is that Yaakov Avinu, he went down to the house of Lavan for 20 years, and as he says about himself, that he testifies, he says, Ruvain b'chariata, reishis koichi v'ayni, that Yaakov Avinu wasn't poigim in his bris even once in the house of Lavan, who tried everything in his power to be machshel Yaakov in his Kedusha. He tried everything. That he let Rachel go out and to see Yaakov, and Yaakov was Makadisher, and then he took her away for 7 years, and then he gave Leah and then Rachel. Can imagine somebody like Yaakov Avinu that he wants to be married for 7 years and now wants to be Pagan Bris? It's impossibility. Unless a person is holding in a place in his Avodas Hashem where his Iker Inyan in his Avodah is to be a Kadosh. Because if a person were to make Kedusha secondary, that if the Iker Inyan in Yaakov Avinu's life was spending 14 years in Sheva Eiver to know Kol HaTorah Kula, then he wouldn't have survived in the house of Lavan. Because the moment that he had to work in the fields and he stopped learning, it would have been a goner. But it just comes to show that the 14 years of Yaakov Avinu's life in the house of Sheva Eiver was not about how much of a masmin that could be. We know he was a tremendous masmin. He didn't sleep for 14 years. But the reason why he didn't sleep was for 14 years because he was afraid of being Pagan Bris. That we don't know. Because Yaakov was afraid that if he would lie down in a bed, who would know? And it can only be because Kedusha was the primary focus of Yaakov Avinu that he was able to hold his own in the house of Lavan. And that's what he means when he says to Esav, that I lived in the house of Lavan, but Tayug Mitzvah Shamarti. Because we know that a person has Tayug Yivarim, of which the Kedushas HaBris, the Bris is considered to be the Melech of all of them. And what he's telling Esav is that, in the house of Lavan, that I kept Tayug Gidim Veivarim. And that was considered to be Yaakov's greatest Hatzlach in his life, what he calls Mitasi Shlema. That his whole worry in his life was that he should be maimed a family that of Kedoshim and Tohirim. That he knew where Lavan would fight him. And had he made anything else other than this Inyan of Kedusha Iker, then he would have lost. And that's why even for the 20 years that he spent in the house of Lavan, he didn't sleep. Gnuv Siyayim, Gnuv Silayla, he was Shemer day and night. Even then he didn't sleep in a bed. Because it wasn't just about learning Torah. Chazal say that he spent days and nights saying Tehillim. That Hashem should be matzal him. Like the Rishiner says, that an Iker Avodah during the day is to become hot in Torah and Avodah, but in the night, that he shouldn't be cool off. That it should be sur meira. That it shouldn't become cold. Carries from Lashon Kar, Asher Karach Baderech. That he spent 20 years in a very cold environment. And what he worried about, that he really shouldn't fall in his Madrig of Kedusha. That's called Kedushin and Kedush Yaakov. And that's why he's Bechir Sheba Avos. And that's why Yosef is the Bechir Sheba Yaakov. This is what Chazal mean when they say that when Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, that he never forgot Yaakov Avinu. Od Yosef Chai, Od Avi Chai. That he never forgot the mission in life of making the Kedusha the Iker. Otherwise, it would be impossible for Yosef to be Omer Ben Yisrael. And when he had to stand up in the face of Yishas Potiphar, which Chazal said that he saw the face of Yaakov in the window, it's a metaphor. Mean to say that he lived a life of where Yaakov Avinu was always in front of him, that the life of Yaakov Avinu, that the Inyan of Kedusha is primary. And to be nichshel in this is to be nichshel in Kol HaTorah Kula. Chazal say that when Yosef was king, says they were throwing women who were undressed in front of him left and right. Mitzrayim is called the Erev HaSa'aretz. It could only be that Yosef could be Matziach because this was the Ikar Nekuda in his life. That he lived a life with a mission to be a Kadosh. Because anything less than that, even in Avodas Hashem, would not have been enough. So when we read the beginning of these parshas of Shavuot, of which the Torah tells us that a king like Pyro came up, Asher lo yada es Yosef, that he didn't know Yosef, and from that the Shavuot begins, that Pyro used it to his advantage, the fact that Yaakov Avinu was no longer in Mitzrayim. But the fact that Yaakov was no longer in Mitzrayim meant that the Yidden didn't think of him anymore. And the fact that Yosef was nowhere to be found, there was no place you can go to daven at the kever of Yosef in Mitzrayim. He was buried under the Nile. Nobody knew where he was. It was only because Serach told Moshe that he's buried in the Nile. But the Yidden didn't know that. Asher Loyodas Yosef, all evidence of any Roshim of Kedusha that a Yid lived in Mitzrayim, do away with it. It's as if Yosef didn't exist. It was as if Yaakov was never in Mitzrayim. That the teachers of Klal Yisrael who taught them that to live a life in Mitzrayim, to succeed in Mitzrayim, that a Jew needed to be Va'avdel Eschem, to be separate from the Goyim, to be separate from the Mitzvah, and it would take a focus in Torah and Avodas Hashem, of which one is becoming a Kadosh constantly. The Shibud begins on that note, Asher lo yada es Yosef. We know that Moshe represents Torah. Moshe is the paradigm of Torah, is the simon of Torah. And it says that when Klal Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim, and everybody was running off to get the riches from the Mitzrayim, Chazal say, Chacham leiv yikach mitzvos, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Chacham, that he went and he found where Yosef was buried. And he asked Sarah Bas Asher, and she told him where. And Moshe's life, his dedication at that moment, was in order to find Yosef. And it comes to teach us on a deeper level, that Moshe lived his whole life being mekusher himself to Yosef. That Moshe had the foresight to be able to see that in order to make it through the upcoming challenges of Amalek, which was going to attack them, and to the Sheva Amim in Eretz Yisrael, and the whole journey in the Midbar, that they would need Yosef to lead the way. That Yosef would lead the way to Matan Torah. Because the whole Indian of Torah is this Indian of Kedusha. That Moshe, who is Torah, and Yosef, who represents Kedusha, these things are inseparable. And that's why Moshe is the Goya. Then in the same way that Yaakov led the Yidden in Mitzrayim, and Yosef led the Yidden in Mitzrayim because their life centered around Kedusha, Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to be the Goyal Yisrael because he never lost sight of Yosef. That although it says about all of Klal Yisrael, Vayakum Pyro, because the only way Pyro can come up, Ashaleo, that's because the Yidden forgot Yosef, but Moshe never forgot Yosef. It was always on his mind. That's why the biggest Yitzhahara that they spoke about Moshe was about the Isha Kushis Asher Lokach, that he was pregnant with Bris. Chazal said that they spoke Lashon about Moshe, that he was Mizana with Eishes Ish. As the Sfarim say, that the Tzadik, where his Ikar Nekuda is, that's where they say Lashon Hara. We know that. Hashem tells Moshe, you reach such a state of Kedusha that you can no longer be with an Isha. That Hashem says, you're going to stay with me. Therefore, one of the reasons why we struggle b'frapizman hazeh, the Indian of Kedushas Havaris, is because we see the whole Indian of Bris and Shmiras Havaris is just to make Gedarim. We have different programs on the internet you can sign up for. We have certain Gedarim, which everybody, of course, is involved in. But yet, even still, it doesn't seem to help. And the reason why, one of the reasons why, is because the whole Inyan of Kedusha is not something which can be secondary to anything. It's like you can't expect to put a tiny fence around a huge bull and expect that it's going to be magder him. That's a pshia. You have to understand that Yosef is a shor. B'chor shor hodor lai. The whole Inyan of Kedusha is that it's a force within ourselves, which we described once before, which is even greater than us in a certain sense. It has to do with the nitzchias, with the asidus of a Jew. His accomplishment in this world, his future in this world. It's very powerful. It's not even a Yetzirah, it's just Betel HaAdam. It's a Koyach Kedusha, which has to be channeled properly. But the Iker way for a Jew to be able to deal with the Inyanim of Kedusha is that he makes his life an aspect of Kedusha, that he wants to be a Kadosh. Not like a person that he wants to make a Parnasa, and he wants to learn Torah, and he wants to finish Shas, and do Daf Yomi. All this is good. But it all has a place in the book of Kedusha. Kedusha doesn't put up a milchama with anything. All Kedusha asks is that you do it, do anything you want in a way that you do it with Kedusha. It doesn't make machlekes with anybody. That's why Yosef is a midah of Shalom. Shalom means that it can get along with anybody. That's why Yaakov tells Yosef, he says, go, lechna es shalem achecha, es shalem hatzayin, go see, go make shalom. Yosef was a person which, he can get along with anybody. He was able to get along with the Mitzrayim perfectly. But even in Pnimius, that wasn't because Yosef was a good guy. It was because the more that he was magder himself b'kedusha, the more that they respected him. But that's not for now. Kedusha is not supposed to be secondary to anything. This is the essence of Torah. And the fact that Reb Shimon was happy when it came to Parshas Kedushim tells us that a person who lives his life as a Kadosh, Kedusha brings him Simcha. It's like a person who's the Havdol Alfei Havdolos, if he's a Yankee fan and he hears Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, he gets all happy. He's talking about his Inyan. This is what I like to talk about. A person who lives a life of Kedusha, when he's involved, when the parsha of Kedusha comes around, he gets happy. This is comfortable to me. This is what I'm all about. Already the Rambam says. Rambam says that a person who's osek in chachma, that his mind is filled with chachma, then the taivas of the Yitzhahara can't enter into such a mind. That's what the Zohar says. The Zohar says, "Kol kedusha ba'alma, apiku mashach mehirhurei tava." That all kedusha comes from good thoughts. And by the way, you find that people who are ambitious people, this is just aga, but it's a very important nakuda, that people who are ambitious people, they don't get swayed very easily by taivas. Because they have something to accomplish. And usually taivas have nothing to do with that sense of accomplishment, or what they're looking to aspire to become or to do. It's just wasted time. That's true even in the secular world. And usually a person who is pagan bebrisai is because he doesn't feel like he has anything to accomplish in this world. He's not working towards a goal. Whether it's a goal, even in the secular world, and befrat to the world of Torah, people who want to know kol hashas, they usually have hatzlacha, even in his inyanim. Because their mind is busy with chachma, it's busy with accomplishment, and not just tam accomplishment, with holy things. They have the kedusha also to be magdir them, to protect them. So the hirhurim ra'im can't come into a mind of hirhur tava. And that's marum is in fact by Yosef, of which Chazal make a drasha in the sugi of Chanukah. Chazal say, v'habor reikin bo mayim, of which Chazal say, mayim bimbo v'nechoshim akravim yeshba. And this drasha of mayim einbo, when there's no mayim of Torah, nechoshim akravim yeshba, that's when you're going to find the yitzaharas of nechosh and akrav. Because if there's mayim in the bor, if there's mayim in the heart, if there's mayim in the mind, then there's no nechoshim akravim. But let's say a person stops learning Torah, then very quickly Yitzharas can come in. What about a Jew? Like many of us sitting here, that we're not osik in Torah, avoid that every single moment of the day. We go to work, and we have classes and so on. And so those times that our mind is not occupied with Torah, and we see that those taivas are slipping in, now what? So of course there's eitzes to that too. But the main thing is that there's chachma tata and there's chachma ilah. Chachma tata, the lower chachma, which the Zohar says, means that a person, he's involved in Torah. He's involved in the halachas of Torah. That he's thinking about shatnez, and he's thinking about mezuzah, and he's thinking about hilchos brachos. But then there's chachma ilah, which means the higher chachma, which is chachma, is called kedusha. That a person, even though he may not be thinking about a din in Torah, but his goal is to be a kadosh. If a person's goal is to be a kadosh, then that's called chachma, that even if he's not learning Torah, he still has a shmir. And Rav Bunim has a beautiful vart. Rav Bunim says that when Pyro says about Yosef, he says, look at this person. Ein navon v'chacham kamoicha. There's nobody like you. I've never seen a genius like you. So Rav Bunim says, what does it mean, Ein Navon v'chacham kamaycha? He says, I've never seen such a chacham and a navon like this. That even though you're misalso besara, you're still a navon and a chacham. That I've never seen before. Such a deep vart. That it's so rare to find an individual that even though he's involved in the chitzonius world, we know that Yosef was misalso besara, that he cared to look important, he cared to look presentable. Of course, everything was with holy intention. But that's gufa the nekuda. That Paro, who's the klip of Erevas Haaretz, says, Maida, I never thought that such a thing existed. That a person could be misalso besara and involve himself in secular activities, chitzonius things, and still be able to maintain such a high level of kedusha to be oimed in the nisan with Eishes Potivar. Paro is the Yitzhahara is being moida. I never thought that this thing can happen. But the reason why was because Yosef made his life, his whole derech and avodas Hashem, that it revolved around kedusha. That the nekud of kedusha was from where his avodah, the tachlis, and the reishis and the achris of his life. That perspective, even if a person is not every single moment thinking in Torah, as the Torah says that he went that day lasos malachter, and according to one opinion in the Chazal, means that he went to do his account to make chishbonos. Targum says But if a person that his life is about Kedusha, even if he's crunching numbers at work, he still has a Shemir. Because his life and his way of Avodas Hashem revolves around Kedusha. That he's made Kedoshim to you and Ki Kedosh Ani, the Iker of his life. That's what it means by Yikach Moshe Atzmus Yosef. That when the Torah takes Kedusha, this is called the Nachas and the Simcha of Torah. Remember, the Malach writes in Parshas Kedoshim, he says, the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you, perish, zehu davar hashaveh l'chon nefesh. One should not think that the inyan of the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you is only for tzaddiki hadar, bali madrega. He says, it's a davar shaveh l'chon nefesh, this kadosh, b'kdush, zavar yisparach shema, ki kadosh ani, because I am kadosh, and zogt, the name of the Malach, v'atem chelki mimal. That Hashem is telling B'nai Yisrael that you are a chelak alakam ima. That you're a piece of me, Hashem says. V'royihu l'chol adas B'nai Yisrael shekadoshim yu. That to be a kadosh is not something which a person needs to achieve. It's already inherently within himself that every Jew is b'kedushein kedosh Yaakov. That he has the kedush of Yaakov. And the more that a person is mindful of the fact that he's a neshama, and his neshama is Kaddish Vatar, and therefore it's incumbent upon me to be Kaddish Vatar, because I'm carrying that within myself. As the Gemara says in Tainis, that a person should see that Kaddish is Shari B'Seich Me'av, that a person has Kedusha in him. It's Tosos B'Seich Yerushalmi. That a person is inherently a Kaddish. But it's not that a person has to fight the challenges of this world. That he sees himself above and beyond. That they have no shprach with him. As Rav Kook says, I'll conclude with this. In the piece in front of you in Chelek Gimel and Aras HaKodesh. And by the way, the whole Indian of Rav Kook is about Kedusha. Aras HaKodesh. He writes here on page Tzadi Zayin, HaCheres HaTzilus, he writes, B'fima she'adam mekudesh u'bedrachav, that according to how much a person is mekadesh himself in his way of life, B'fima she'atzilus ha'pnimius miskaberes b'kirbo, as he allows the Kedusha within himself to become strengthened, kacha moitzichu es halyona shel hakaras ha'secha, so too he'll be able to find madrigas in Seichel and Avodas Hashem. That inner drive to accomplish the awakening of that inner spirit. He'll find simcha in his life. And the spirit of freedom will emerge, and he'll raise himself above all the lowliness of this world. Shekol kakadres ha'lamis, while the darkness of this world, misremehu mi'al chatchata shel adim en hachamani v'chuf shenitna lo mi'al kol shabudah. Cook says that when a person becomes kadosh, when he lives a life of kedusha, that he's mekadosh drachav, then he elevates himself above all these things. It's not that he's living in the lower world and now he has to contend with them. That he doesn't see himself as being from this. That he sees himself as being above these things, and he starts to feel above these things, and he looks down on these things, and he says, how can a person evolve himself in such things? Of course, we're not holding on such madrigas, but the potential for that is already there, like the Neimali Melech says, and Rav Kook says all the time, that a person is inherently a kadosh, that he has a neshama. And it just needs to be mezgala. When a person dedicates himself to being true to himself, to living a life of kedusha, that he sees all the mitzvahs of the Torah as being pointed to the mitzvah of kedushim to you, ki kadosh ani. And even if he falls, he dedicates himself again to that. And each time he falls and he dedicates himself to that, it gives him more hatzlacha this coming time around. But then a person elevates himself above the challenges, not in a way where he has to talk about them and deal with them and focus on them as if he has a big milchama to fight against them. He just doesn't see himself as being a part of this, because his focus is to be a kadosh. And it begins with making this the mission in life. The person dedicates himself to be a kaddish. And again, it doesn't mean to be a kaddish, it doesn't mean to have to be in the base medrash 24/7. Yaakov Avinu spent 20 painful years in the house of Lavan, and he's still called Kaddishinu Kaddish Yaakov. And Rav Bunim, he spent his life as a pharmacist, and he went into places which most people wouldn't go to be getting close to Hashem. But he's still Rav Bunim. Yosef HaTzadik spent many painful years in Eretz HaAretz, but he's still Yosef HaTzadik. But it comes from a perspective of knowing what's Ikar and Tefila, having the chachma to know, and to living a life with a mission, with a sense of purpose. Befrat of being a kaddish, then a person won't come to waste his time, to waste his potential, to waste his seed, and just to waste, which comes from a lack of living a life with mission, with a life of purpose, with a life of kedusha. Hashem should give us the chizuk and the siyata d'shmaya during these times of shavuot, of which there's already a siyata d'shmaya, to awaken new strength in these inyanim, but not just to be able to fight the battles, but to be able to rise above them, to create yisoidos during this week's of inyanim of kedusha for the coming weeks. For Purim, for Pesach, to be makabel the Torah b'Shavuos, which is the nekud of kedusha. Shal shibizeicha, b'frat b'chlal, to live a life of kedushim. To you, ki kadosh ani. Hashem should reveal to us, Mashiach tzipenu. Kadosh is gematria Mashiach Eliyahu. The Mashiach and Eliyahu will bring this revelation of ki kadosh ani. We should see it soon in our days. With Bias Goyal Tzedek, and we have a man.